Welcome to episode 8 of Rebuilding Lives podcast, Stories of Growth and Redemption, presented by the Self-Development Factory. Today we're diving into a theme that is both powerful and deeply universal: finding hope after hitting rock bottom. If you're tuning into this episode, chances are you or someone close to you knows what it's like to feel utterly lost. Maybe you faced the suffocating isolation of a prison cell, battled the relentless pull of addiction, or carried the overwhelming weight of regret from choices you wish you could take back. Perhaps it's the quiet despair of a life that didn't turn out the way you imagined. These moments can feel like the end of the road, a place where hope seems out of reach and forward. Motion feels impossible. But here's the truth we're holding on to today. Rock bottom is not the end of the story. In fact, it can be the beginning of something extraordinary. It's a foundation. A place to rebuild, one small brick at a time, redefining who you are and the life you want to create. In this episode, we'll hear stories from individuals who've been in those dark places and found their way back to the light, proving that even in the hardest times, hope can grow. We'll explore how to find strength in the struggle, tools to help you take the first steps toward change, and why the hardest moments in life often hold the greatest opportunities for growth. If you're ready to discover the power of resilience and redemption, this episode is for you. Let's explore what it means to rise after the fall. Recovery is possible. No matter what your past holds, a new life is possible. Many people believe their mistakes define them. But here's the truth. Your story does not end with a bad chapter. It's a part of the narrative, yes, but it's not the whole book. Every stumble, every misstep, every regret is just one piece of a much larger story. One that you have the power to rewrite. The life ahead of you can be richer, fuller, and more purposeful than you might believe right now. You might feel stuck in this moment, but remember, moments are fleeting and change is always within reach. Recovery, change, redemption, they all start with one belief. You can. You are capable of growing beyond the mistakes, beyond the pain, and beyond the patterns that have held you down for so long. It's not easy, and it doesn't happen overnight, but every effort you make toward change is proof of your strength and resilience. You are not your past. You are the person who has survived it and now has the opportunity to rise above it. Small steps lead to big changes. One of the keys to rebuilding your life is to set realistic goals. Recovery and personal growth are not about reinventing yourself overnight or trying to be perfect. It's about small, attainable steps that gradually build momentum. Each step, no matter how small it may seem, is a victory worth celebrating. Maybe today, that step is reaching out to a counselor, therapist, or support group for the first time. It might feel intimidating, but opening up to someone who can help is a powerful act of courage. Maybe it's filling out one job application or learning one new skill that moves you closer to your goals. Even a small action can create a ripple effect of positive change. Maybe it's forgiving yourself for something you've been carrying for years, a mistake, a regret, or a moment of weakness. Letting go of that weight is not just an act of self-compassion. It's a step toward freedom. Celebrate those small victories as they come. Did you stay sober today? That's progress. Did you choose kindness in a difficult moment instead of giving in to anger or despair? That's growth. Did you take just one step, no matter how tiny, toward building the life you want? That's a win. Every step matters. Every step counts. And over time, those small, consistent steps turn into something big, something transformational. Recovery isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up for yourself again and again, even when it's hard. It's about believing in the possibility of a better tomorrow and taking the steps to make it real. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. You have what it takes to create a brighter, more hopeful future. Keep going. You're worth it. The role of community and mentorship. Rebuilding your life may be a deeply personal journey, but that doesn't mean you have to navigate it alone. Community is everything. One of the most powerful steps you can take is to surround yourself with people who believe in you, even during the times when you struggle to believe in yourself. It's those connections that provide strength, encouragement, and the reminder that you're not walking this path alone. Find a support network that lifts you up and helps you stay focused on your goals. These could be recovery groups, local reentry programs, community centers, or even faith-based organizations where you can find people who understand your challenges. They provide not only emotional support, but also practical guidance, resources, and a place to share your wins and setbacks in a safe environment. Seek out a mentor, someone who has walked a similar path and come out on the other side. A mentor can give you perspective, share actionable advice, and remind you that this is possible. Their wisdom and experience can serve as a guide when things feel uncertain. You might find mentors through formal programs, community groups, or even by reaching out to someone whose story inspires you. There's a famous saying that goes, "If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Lean on the people around you. Build relationships that hold you accountable, keep you motivated, and push you to stay inspired when the road feels long." Community and mentorship can be the foundation that helps you build a life filled with growth, resilience, and possibility. Remember, no one builds a strong future alone. Self-forgiveness and personal growth. One of the hardest but most important parts of rebuilding your life is learning to forgive yourself. Painful memories, poor decisions, and harm caused by addiction, crime, or other struggles can feel like chains holding you back from the freedom and peace you deserve. These feelings of guilt and shame can weigh heavily, making it difficult to believe that you are worthy of a better future. But ask yourself this: how much longer are you willing to carry those burdens? How much longer will you let the past define who you are now? Self-forgiveness is not about excusing the harm caused or dismissing accountability. It's about acknowledging your humanity and understanding that everyone makes mistakes. You cannot change what was done in the past, but you do have the power to choose what happens next. Holding on to guilt only keeps you stuck, unable to fully embrace the opportunities life has to offer. Growth happens when you focus forward. Reflect honestly on your mistakes without judgment, learn from them, and take action to ensure you don't repeat them. Apologize or make amends where you can, and then give yourself the grace to move on. Remember, your worth is not tied to your worst moments. You are a complex, evolving person who is capable of change and improvement. Forgiving yourself is an act of courage and self-compassion. It's a step toward letting go of the past and creating a life filled with purpose, growth, and hope. Every day is a chance to start fresh, to make choices that reflect the person you want to be. You are capable of becoming stronger, wiser, and more aligned with the future you deserve. Practical steps to rebuild your life. When it comes to rebuilding, the question isn't, "Where should I start?" The question is, "What can I do today?" Every small action adds up over time and can make a meaningful difference. Here are a few practical steps for turning hope into action and creating a solid foundation for your future. Develop life skills. Look for resources in your community that teach essential skills like job training, financial management, or healthy communication. Many nonprofit organizations, community centers, and even online platforms offer free or affordable programs to help individuals regain their footing. These skills not only increase your confidence, but also open up new opportunities for personal and professional growth. Securing employment. Start simple and focus on progress, not perfection. Look into reentry programs, workforce development organizations, or local job placement services that specialize in helping individuals find employment. Don't underestimate the value of entry-level work. It's not a reflection of your worth, but a stepping stone to bigger opportunities. Employers value individuals who show up on time, give their best effort, and are eager to learn and grow. Over time, the skills and work ethic you demonstrate can lead to promotions and long-term career success. Stay accountable in recovery. If addiction has played a role in your life, staying sober must remain a top priority. Recovery is a daily commitment, and having a strong support system can make all the difference. Join support meetings like AA or NA. Connect with a sponsor who can guide you through challenges and maintain a structured routine that minimizes the risk of relapse. Consider incorporating activities like regular exercise or hobbies that bring you joy, as they can serve as healthy outlets to reduce stress. Engage in therapy. Therapy is a powerful tool for moving forward. It's not about dwelling on the past, but about equipping yourself with strategies to handle future challenges. Whether you're addressing past trauma, managing stress, or simply building self-awareness, therapy provides a safe space to understand yourself better. You can work with a professional to set realistic goals, identify patterns that may be holding you back, and develop healthier coping mechanisms for everyday struggles. Give back. Community service or volunteering can be a transformative part of rebuilding your life. Helping others not only boosts your self-esteem, but also creates a sense of purpose and belonging. Whether it's mentoring someone, cleaning up a local park, or contributing to a food bank, giving back strengthens your connection to your community and reminds you of the positive impact you can make in the lives of others. It's a powerful way to rebuild your confidence while forging new relationships and gaining a fresh perspective on your journey. Rebuilding your life isn't about changing everything overnight. It's about taking small, consistent steps every day. Remember, progress takes time, and every effort you make today will bring you closer to the future you want for yourself. Each small, intentional action brings you closer to the life you envision. A message to your future self. Take a second to think about this moment. Where are you right now? What does your life look like today? Now, close your eyes and imagine your future self, 3 years from now. What do they look like? Where do they live? Who are they surrounded by? What are they doing with their days? You have the ability to become that person. The choices you make today, however small, will shape the story of who you will become tomorrow. Your next step. One last thing before we wrap up. If this episode resonated with you, if it lifted your spirits or gave you something to think about, please do one thing today. Share it. Maybe there's someone in your life who needs to hear these words. Maybe it's a friend, a family member, or someone in your support group. You never know how much hope a simple message can bring. Thank you for tuning in to the Rebuilding Lives podcast, presented by the Self-Development Factory. Remember, you are not your mistakes, and you are not defined by your past. There is strength in your struggle, and there is power in your pursuit of a better life. Until next time, keep building, keep growing, and keep moving forward.